morning, everyone, and as always, we welcome everyone to our Sunday morning shiur. The topic of today's shiur is directly connected to what we have in yesterday's parsha. As we all know, the fourth one of the Aseret HaDibros, the Torah says, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, you should remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. We know that this is a pasuk which in the second Aseret HaDibros, when the Torah repeats it in Parashas Veschanan, so the expression that's used there is Shomar, to observe Shabbos. Here it says to remember Shabbos, and essentially the way the Chazal interpret that is that one refers to that Shomar, which is written in Parashas Veschanan, refers to the Mitzvahs Lo Saseh, refers to the 39 Melachos, the 39 types of work that a person is not supposed to do on Shabbos. But Zochar is Yom HaShabbos is a positive commandment that you should remember Shabbos. How is it that one is supposed to remember Shabbos? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, it's here on the sheet, Tana Rabbanan Zochar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Zochreu Al Hayayin. The Gemara says that what the Pasuk is telling us here is that one should remember Shabbos, one should sanctify Shabbos, and he should do that over wine. Okay, now we'll skip a little bit here in the Gemara because there's a bit of confusion as to what exactly that meant. So if we skip down to the last four lines in the paragraph, it says, Hachi Karma, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Zochreu Al Hayayin B'Chnisoso, that what the Pasuk is meaning to say is that one should remember Shabbos when it comes in, that you should mention Shabbos when it comes in, and that should be done over a cup of wine. Says the Gemara, Ein li ela b'layla, this would only tell me that one has to do it at night, b'yom inayin, how do we know that even during the day? Talmud Lomar, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos, it says it's Yom HaShabbos, that you should remember Shabbos in the daytime also. This is the Gemara. So basically what comes out of this Gemara is that there is a mitzvah, Min HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, that a person is supposed to mention Shabbos at the outset of Shabbos. This is what we call Kiddush. You're supposed to sanctify Shabbos and you're supposed to do over a cup of wine. The truth of the matter is that Tosfos on the page and many other Rishonim say that you might ask, first of all, where does it say you're supposed to do it over wine? Where does it say that in the Pasuk? It just says Zochar es Yom HaShabbos, which implies that it should be spoken out, perhaps, that you have to mention Shabbos. But where does it say it has to be over a cup of wine? So Tosfos tells us here, it's not on the sheet, but it's in the Gemara. Tosfos on the side of the page says that they base this on that Zechira Ksiv Al Hayayin. Tosfos says that we have a Pasuk in the Navi Zichro Kiyein Levanon, that the idea of Zechira is mentioned in connection with wine. So therefore, this is an inyan that a person should do it over a cup of wine. And the Rishonim say that the inyan that it should be done over wine is midrabanan, that is not midaraisa, and that really in our Torah, a person can satisfy the requirement of Zochar's Yom HaShabbos simply by saying it. There is a question if a person simply by saying the Shemone Esrei Friday night fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush. There is a well-known controversial psak of the Magen Avraham in that connection, which is beyond the scope of the shir. But the fact of the matter is that the mitzvah as we have it is to mention Shabbos at the outset and to mention it over a cup of wine. Zochreu Al Hayayin, the Kiddush itself is midaraisa, the wine is midrabanan. I'm sorry, yeah.
Is that also
Shabbat
Tosis by
Adel Yada,
that it's
pure
by
Malik
is also
confirmed? Oh, yeah. It could be. I don't know. We're getting that says such a thing there.
No, you said Zechira by the Navi means
Yeah, Malik. yeah, that's so what Tosis says. He doesn't mention that. Yeah, Zechira by Malik should be on wine too. I never saw anyone say that, but that's an interesting. All right, not too early to get into the Purim Torah, so it could be. All right, anyway, so this is the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, the Rambam, when he says over this halacha in the 29th parak Hilchos Shabbos, it's here on the sheet, The Rambam adds that mitzvahs aseim in Atara ulekadosh is Yom HaShabbos bedvarim shenema zocher as Yom HaShabbos ulekadosho. Klomar zochreyu zechiras shevach v'kiddush. That one should remember Shabbos, one should mention Shabbos through a mentioning of praise and sanctification, which is what the bracha of Kiddush that we have. Okay, there one looks in the Rambam in that parak, and the next halacha he actually brings the nusach of Kiddush, which contains both praises of Hashem and the sanctification of the day of Shabbos. Then the Rambam adds, "Vitzarech l'zachreyo b'knisaso uv'yitziyaso." The Rambam adds that one is supposed to remember Shabbos not only when it comes in, but that this pasuk also includes that one should remember Shabbos also when it goes out. Meaning that you have to make Havdalah, in the Rambam's opinion, Havdalah would be also called from this pasuk would also be a mitzvah d'oraisa. This point is disputed amongst the Rishonim, amongst the Poskim, but nevertheless, this is the Rambam's psak. And he says, "B'knisaso b'kiddush hayom u'b'tziyaso b'havdalah." So there we have it. From the pasuk, "Zachras yom HaShabbos l'kacha," there's a mitzvah to say kiddush. Now, the mitzvah really is to do it just the mitzvah that comes from this pasuk, according to the consensus of the poskim, that the pasuk refers only to the kiddush b'knisaso, as the Rambam said, when Shabbos comes in, which would not mean the kiddush that we make Shabbos morning. So even though the Gemara brought a source from a pasuk that Shabbos morning you also have to say kiddush, but the consensus of the poskim is that kiddush is really ordained midrabbanan. And the Rambam, the way he has it, is that the pasuk is saying b'chnisaso. In other words, the mitzvah in the Torah that comes from the Aseres HaDibros, Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'kacho, is primarily the Friday night kiddush. We do make kiddush on Shabbos day. That is midrabbanan. But that's the halacha. This is the basic inyan of kiddush, and we say it over a cup of wine, etc. Now, the topic of today's shiur is an inyan which is, I think, very relevant in a lot of cases that we'll see, and that is, being that this is a mitzvah, so is a person allowed to eat before performing this mitzvah? Now, we know in general that we have a klal that when there is a mitzvah to do, so the Gemara tells us in several places that when there's a mitzvah to do, a person is really not supposed to eat a meal before doing that mitzvah. And the reason for this is because the Chachamim were concerned that a person would get caught up in the meal and get carried away and forget to do the mitzvah. And therefore, this applies to many, many things. We have, for example, on Hanukkah, right, before lighting the Hanukkah candles, the person not supposed to eat. The reason being, because the concern that you'll forget about it. And so too, in the not too distant future, we have the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz also, which is a person is supposed to do before sitting down to eat a meal. Many other things like that. Many, many mitzvahs. So when a person has to do it, he should not eat a meal prior to that. This is also, maybe we'll discuss later, there is some degree of controversy to the minhag that's practiced in almost all yeshivas and in many shuls, that on Rosh Hashanah there is a break for Kiddush before the blowing of the shofar, which is a debated point, disputed point, whether that is permissible, because again, you're not supposed to eat a meal before performing a mitzvah. Now, that being the case, so we would say that, well, if Kiddush and Havdalah are mitzvahs, so then it follows that a person cannot eat a meal before doing them. This is the klal that applies across the board. However, if it was just simply that, so then it would come out that would only preclude a person from eating a meal. But what happens if a person wants to take a drink? Or a person wants to eat something which is not a meal, let's say wants to eat an orange or something like that. So then we know that you could do in all of those cases, right? That is no question. A person could eat before doing bedikas chametz. A person can take a snack, so too, before lighting the Hanukkah candles, right? So it should follow, therefore, that when it comes to Kiddush, it should be the same deal. And therefore, whether it's Friday night or whether it's Shabbos morning or whether it's Havdalah, in the time that leads up to it, a person should be able to eat as long as he is not engaging in a meal. However, the Shulchan Aruch says very much to the contrary. We find here in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, which is, I believe, the page that was just handed out, the late-breaking news, that in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Dalet, is that that's the sheet that they quoted? Okay. So in Sif Dalet it says, Asur Litom Klum, Kodim Shiyakadish, Afilu Mayim. The Shulchan Aruch says that he's talking here about the Kiddush Friday night, that a person is not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush, even water. Okay, not only that, that even if a person would have started a meal on Friday afternoon, and generally speaking, we have the rule that whenever there is a prohibition for a person to eat before doing a mitzvah, but if it was hischil beheter, if a person started to eat a meal at a time that it was permissible, he does not have to interrupt. He does not have to interrupt the meal. Okay, if he started, so long as he started at a time that was permissible. If a person on the Erev Chanukah started to eat a meal in the afternoon and it was a long, protracted meal, and now comes the time for Hadlokas Neres, he doesn't have to stop because of the fact that it was Hiskel Beheter. He started when it was Mutter. Yet, here, says the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Kiddush, that if even if a person had started a meal Beheter Friday afternoon, and now it comes Shabbos, Tzarech Lahafsik. Tzarech Lahafsik, the person, they have to stop. Shaparis Mapu Makadosh, you cover over the Chalos and make Kiddush. So here we have a great Chumrah when it comes to Kiddush, that a person is not allowed to eat Friday night. We're talking right now for the time being. Friday night, a person not allowed to eat. Once it comes the time of Shabbos, a person is not allowed to eat anything, not even to take a sip of water. Okay, now why is that? You'll say, "What manishtana mitzvah zos? We call our mitzvahs. We have that by there are many mitzvahs that have the halacha you're not supposed to eat before, and yet when it comes to kiddush in particular, we have this chumrah." So, if you turn back to the original handout, if you turn over to the second side, we have here in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he addresses this point directly. In the Shulchan Aruch Harav in the Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Tes, in the second paragraph, he says, excuse me, he says, V'af al pi, shekol mitzvahs hakavul lahem zman, even though that we find by all mitzvahs that have a set time, lo asru elo l'kvo asuda mishegia zmanam, the prohibition only begins from the time that the time of the mitzvah arrives, mishum gzeira shem yimshach suda v'avra zman, because of the concern that the person will forget to do the mitzvah till it's too late. Okay, avol ti'ima ba'alma mutter, but yet we have the rule that a person is allowed to taste something, he's allowed to have a snack, he's allowed to take a drink. It's only a meal that a person is not supposed to eat at that time. Right? Why did they allow, and what would be the logic behind that? She'ein lochush ba shema yimoshech v'yavar azman, because simply from taking a cup of coffee or from taking a drink, there's no concern that you're going to forget to do the mitzvah. In other words, if a person, before bedikas chametz, takes a cup of coffee, so what are we worried about? That he's going to get so caught up he'll forget to do it? No, it doesn't apply. It only applies if you were eating a meal. Okay? He says, nevertheless, He says, "Mikol makom v'kiddush v'chein b'havdala hichmiru yoser." Yet, when it comes to kiddush and havdala, the chachamim were more machmir. Why is that? L'fi she'ikar mitzvasan hu b'tchilas manan. Because the main mitzvah of kiddush is at the beginning of Shabbos. And so too, the mitzvah of Havdalah is at the end of Shabbos. That it's not just a question of you could do it the whole night. It's true, you can make the Kiddush Friday night the whole night. But there's an inyan that you should not let part of Shabbos go by without sanctifying it. So therefore, when a person finishes davening in Shul Friday night, supposed to go home and not procrastinate, you make Kiddush pretty much. Okay, sometimes you have to wait, you're waiting for company to arrive, whatever it is. But beyond that, a person should not delay because of the fact that the primary time to say Kiddush is right at the beginning of Shabbos. That's the appropriate time. So it's true that you could do it the whole night, But here, because it's supposed to be done at the beginning, therefore the Chacham wa machmer. Whereas, when it comes to other mitzvahs, let's say with Bidikas Chametz, where it's true that you're supposed to do the mitzvah Bidikas Chametz at night in particular, but nevertheless, you could really do it the whole night. You could do it any part during the night. Just that, Zriz Makdimu Mitzvahs, we try to do it right away, and there is a concern you'll get caught up and forget about it, so that's only when you're doing something that'll cause you to forget about it. So if you're just taking a drink, that's not going to cause a problem. Whereas when it comes to the Kiddush Friday night, so there the Chachamim said that we don't want any delays. So if you're going to start playing around, you're going to start taking a drink, you'll start eating a fruit, you'll start having whatever it may be, so we'll delay the proclamation, the sanctification of Shabbos at the proper time. So therefore they were more machmir. Okay, so thus we have the halacha, the very strict halacha, which really stands out vis-a-vis other mitzvahs, that when it comes to the Friday night Kiddush, a person is not supposed to eat anything before making Kiddush. And this applies equally to men and to women. Brought in the Poskim, the chiyuv of Kiddush applies to women just as much as it applies to men. We've mentioned in the past, because of the, even though it's Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama, but nevertheless, there's a special limud that the Gemara makes, that goes Zachar v'Shomer, whoever Shomer applies to, Zachar applies to, and therefore the halacha is that by a woman also, this would be. So therefore, a woman who lights candles and accepts Shabbos, really from that point on, should not eat anything or drink anything until Kiddush is made. Yeah.
Yes, what about some of these people that like a nice big fat salami sandwich 2 hours before Shabbos?
If you had a nice big, well...
The Shabbos time can't be there for the chicken.
Say that again?
The Shabbos time.
Yeah, no, that's a different halacha, that a person is not supposed to eat sit down to eat a meal from the time of Mincha Katana, from the time of, you know, already a couple of hours into the afternoon, a person shouldn't sit down and eat a sandwich. That's something else. That's a different discussion. That's true. That a person should go into Shabbos with an appetite, should not eat that is correct. But I'm saying, but here, the halacha would be, even if you started before then, you know, you would have to stop. Okay. So anyway, this is why we are so machmir when it comes to Shabbos. Okay, now.
At night only.
What's that?
So
far we said about at night. Now what's by day? So by day also you'll say that, so he didn't explain, he didn't address the point, what about in the morning? So in the morning there is also a consideration which is brought in the Poskim, because we have the Pasuk in the Navi which says, V'karasal HaShabbos Onek. The Karasal HaShabbos Onek teaches us that a person is supposed to say, it's hard to translate those words literally, but the Karasal HaShabbos Onek, one should call Shabbos as a day of enjoyment. That's literally what the words mean. However, the Chazal halachically interpreted that Pasuk, that the Karasal HaShabbos, that you should proclaim Shabbos Oneg at the time of Oneg, at the time of enjoyment, meaning at the Suda of Shabbos, a person should proclaim Shabbos. So therefore, that's in general why we say we have the halach of Kiddush from Machum Suda, we've spoken in the past. Okay, so Shabbos morning as well, there is a halacha that the Kiddush is supposed to be said right at the time of the Suda. Now you'll say, so that's the time. So when is the time of the Suda? So Al-Pipashta simply stated, the time to eat the Suda Shabbos is as soon as you finish davening. Now we're going to see about that right now. Because of the why is that the time to eat the Shabbos morning meal? Because in general, there's a halacha that a person is not supposed to eat a meal before davening. So while it's true that there is a chiyuv to have a suda of Shabbos on Shabbos morning, but you're not supposed to eat before you daven, so therefore once davening ends, that's the time to eat the meal. So again, a person is supposed to, the karasal Shabbos oneg, that's when a person is supposed to make kiddush, Shabbos morning at the time of the meal. So again, a person should not push that off, even though the Shulchan Aruch Rav does not address that, it's true. But that's the way it is understood. That's the way it's understood. Now, it happens to be though that this point requires a great deal of investigation. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, as far as the day, if you look here on page 3, so in Simen Reish Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch now is talking about the discussion of the day meal on Shabbos. So if you go in Siman Reish Pei Tes, if you go down three lines, he says, the Gam Zeh HaKiddush Tzorech Sheyiyeh B'Mokom Suda. So says the Shulchan Aruch that the Shabbos day Kiddush also has to be B'Mokom Suda. V'shelo Yitom Koldim Lo Klum Kemo B'Kiddush HaLayla. Says the Shulchan Aruch that Shabbos day also, you should not eat anything before Kiddush. Okay, now what does this mean? What does this mean? So he says, let's just go a little bit further. He says, Umihu. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lishtos Mayim Baboker Kodim Tfila Mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but here there is an exception. Because whereas Friday night it is an absolute rule that a person cannot eat or drink anything before Kiddush, but Shabbos morning, there's an exception to this. That if a person, before going to shul, wants to take a drink, which is permissible according to all opinions, a person can take a drink of water, a cup of tea, or even a cup of coffee, right? So a person is allowed to do that. That you could do even without saying Kiddush. Why is that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mipnei She'adayin L'chol Lov Chovas Kiddush. Because the obligation of Kiddush has not yet come upon him. Now what does that mean? The obligation of Kiddush has not yet come upon him. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you look down at the bottom of the page, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Zayin says, L'chol Lov, that the obligation of a Suda has not come upon him. He says, the Kiddush ain't Shayach Elov Isman HaSuda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because of the fact that Kiddush applies at the time of the Suda, as we mentioned, because you have the Pasuk for Karasol Shabbos on it. Umishum kodem atfilo lo shayach b'mayim. So, and therefore, because of the fact that you cannot eat a Suda before you daven. So since you can't eat a Suda before you daven, so therefore you can't tell me that now's the time to make Kiddush. Because Kiddush is linked to the meal. And a meal cannot be had before davening. So therefore, it follows that whatever a person is allowed to eat before davening, or allowed to drink, let's say, before davening, is beyond Kiddush. Why? Because Kiddush is not called for at this time. So if Kiddush is not called for, it's not the Zman Kiddush. Now, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav said, that the Chumrah of Kiddush is that once the time comes, you have to stop, because Kiddush has its very set time. Fine. But the set time for Kiddush Shabbos morning is not before davening. Why? Because since Kiddush has to be at the time of the Suda, and a Suda one is not allowed to have before davening, so therefore before davening is not the time for Kiddush. So therefore it's very common that a person gets up in the morning and has a drink and doesn't say Kiddush. And you can even come to shul if they have a water fountain that is suitable for use on Shabbos. You can take a drink, and no problem. You don't have to say Kiddush. Nobody ever would say such a thing. And quite frankly, if a person said the Kiddush at that time, it would be probably doing the wrong thing, because there is no heter to drink wine before davening, and it would be doing more harm than good. So the aside from the fact that it would have to be Makom Suda, it would be pointless. So therefore, the halacha would be, and that is the way it is, that you can take a drink without making Kiddush. Now, however, the question that comes up is, what about a person who doesn't just take a drink before davening? What about a person who needs to eat before davening? Now, the truth be told, in the halacha, this is a very big question. The Hilchos Tefillah doesn't just apply on Shabbos, it applies every day, that a person is not supposed to eat before davening for several reasons. But sometimes, not everyone is able to do it. Sometimes due to health considerations, a person is weak and needs to eat before the davening. So now the question would be, what about that person? In other words, you're going to tell me that if you just take a drink, so you don't have to make Kiddush, that we understand. However, what about a person who needs to eat something before going to shul, needs to eat something? So if you look here on the right-hand side of the page in the Bir Halacha, The second piece in the Bir Halacha that says Chovas Kiddush says the Chafetz Chaim Umisha Huter Lo Lecho V'Lishtos Kodem Tefila, a person for whom it is permissible to eat before davening, Kegon Shehul Refuah, right? A person needs that for his health. Ukedul Simin Pei Tesef Gimel, like it's discussed in the Hilchos Tefila, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Bir Halacha Poshet. That it is pashut that such a person has to say kiddush before davening. Okay, this is the ruling of the Chafetz Chaim, that if a person has to eat more than what is simply, in other words, in the Hilchos Tefillah it's discussed that before davening a person allowed to take a drink, there's no problem with that, assuming it's not a significant drink, like for example water, like I say, water, tea, coffee, those are the big three that a person could have before davening. Fruit juice already a question, but the water, tea, and coffee a person could have without any hesitation. And many poskim today say already that you could have coffee with cream and sugar. Also, it's also good that some are machmer, but they're pretty much accepted that that's what one could do. But that, for sure, you wouldn't have to say kiddush. But what about if a person has to eat something substantial before he has to eat food before going to shul? Says the Bir Halacha, it's pashut that you have to do. Pashut that you have to say kiddush first. Now this sounds very extreme. You say, I never heard this before. Maybe you'll say that. Maybe you'll say, maybe this is known. But the truth of the matter is, this that the Chafetz Chaim says is Poshet, many, many Poskim found very odd that he used the word Poshet, because there are many people who found it far from Poshet that this should be the din. In fact, there are those who outright disagree with what the Chafetz Chaim said here. And for a host of reasons. Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, although he doesn't dispute the psak of the Chafetz Chaim, at the end of the day, he says, listen, he said it, I'm not going to argue, but he says, he brings reasons why he doesn't think that it should be Pashut, and the truth of the matter is that, you know, really here, you would have to ask yourself, that really should depend on what he's eating. In other words, because again, if let's say a person has a heter to eat something before davening, he's going to eat an apple before davening, okay? So that is not a suda. That's not a suda. So if the din of kiddush is linked to a suda, so if this person is told by, you know, due to medical reasons, whatever it is, due to his state of affairs, that he needs to eat before davening, but he's not eating a suda, so why then should it be? Yeah, it's one thing if you tell me that you're talking about a fellow who needs to eat a whole meal before davening, right? He needs to eat, sit down, have some bread, or even cake, which could be, we discussed recently, that cake could be considered bread according to various shittas, and to the extent that we ourselves hold that you could be able to kiddush makom suda by having cake. So then you would understand better and more easily what the Chafetz Chaim says. But if a person is having, let's say, cereal and milk, okay, and that's going to be, he's going to have a little something before he goes to shul. So is it pashut in that case that one should have to say kiddush? Why is that pashut? He's not having a suda, so, and the din of kiddush is linked to a suda. So it's very, very disputed, this point, very controversial. There are people that go strictly by what the Chafetz Chaim says here and say kiddush, I think in any circumstance. However, in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, it's brought, which the way it's presented there, I believe reflecting the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that it sounds like it's pretty much the accepted practice that we make this distinction. That the distinction would be that if a person is just having like a bowl of cereal, so then since that's not a suda, unless you're eating the type of cereal that could be considered cake. But if you're having simple Rice Krispies or cornflakes, that would not be considered a suda by anyone's standards. So then, I believe the consensus is that no, people do not say kiddush. Because of the fact that, you know, you're going to say kiddush, you're going to have problems. Because, you know, as I mentioned, saying kiddush isn't such a simple thing. Because, first of all, saying kiddush obligates you to drink wine. And once you say kiddush, it has to be makom suda. So if you're not having a suda, so now you're going to have it. So now you're going to have cake. So who told you to eat cake before davening? I don't have to eat cake before davening. So therefore, the consensus, I believe, is that for just a simple thing, if a person's eating peros, or a person is eating a bowl of cereal, a person would not say kiddush. However, if due to the person's health concerns, the person needs to have cake, or something similar, okay, that could be in some way considered bread, so then, according to the psak of the Chafetz Chaim here, he would have to say kiddush before having that. There are those that dispute that also. That's also disputed, but to dispute the simple ruling of the Mishnah Berurah is not just an easy thing to do. So therefore, what it comes out really is that a person who has to eat before going to shul Shabbos morning really should make a cheshbon of what they're going to eat. In other words, if a person says it's no good, I know medically for my own physical well-being, I have to have something. But the question is, can you choose what you have to have? If you have to have a piece of cake, then you get right into the center of the controversy. Then the Chafetz Chaim will tell you, you should make kiddush. However, because you're having a suda, and now that means for you it's the Zman HaSuda. However, if it's possible that a person should say, well, I don't have to have cake, I don't have to have no mitzvah to have coffee and cake, even though it's a nice thing to do, you know, sit down with the Jewish paper and the coffee and cake before going to shul, so you're armed with all the latest news before you get there. So if it's avoidable, if it's possible for a person to eat something that would not be considered a suda, that's clearly preferable, because if you do that, then you pretty much seems across the board, you wouldn't have to say kiddush. And I believe in the Shmir Shabbos, because I'm not 100% sure, but I think he claims that even the Chafetz Chaim didn't mean that. That I believe so, yes.
Could start to perhaps dispute the Chavetz Chaim even in a full Suda.
Yeah.
Because the Shulchan Aruch Rav that you quoted says the whole figure of the Chavetz Suda is from the Chavetz Shabbos Onyeg.
Yes.
Someone for whom you wanted to eat, even if it was a full-fledged meal before davening, it's really not Onyeg.
It's not Onyeg. Okay, alright.
So therefore, maybe the whole thing falls off, you can challenge
it. It'd be Onyeg. Alright, the only thing is, okay, it's true. The only thing is, I don't know that, you know, in other words, I think it's just a giloy. In other words, I don't think it's totally in whether it's an onik for him or not. The fact of the matter is, if you look, one could look at the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, a modern Sefer that came out, there are many, many who argued with this psak of the Mishnah Berurah. But, as I say, in the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe is very interesting to see. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that he doesn't understand why he thinks it's a pashut. But yet he says, Kfar Hora Zaken, he says that the great rabbi issued a ruling, and I'm not gonna argue with him. So therefore that's what the Chafetz Chaim said, that's what he goes by. Yeah. So alright, but I say again, it really depends on what you eat. Yes, go ahead.
Where does Kiddush Club fit in?
Okay, we'll get to that right now, as a matter of fact. Okay, so now, go ahead. Yeah.
So what is the distinction in general about eating food before davening, about the type of food?
Yes. That is clearly stated in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos. He says,
in other words,
I don't know. I'm saying it's very hard to understand what the Bir Halacha is. If you have a head to eat before, a person has a head to eat before davening, doesn't mean necessarily that he should go and if he knows that due to his health considerations, he has to have a whole meal before davening. The truth of the matter is, if you want a good chumrah that people don't like to hear, it's really brought for such a person, it's better he should daven first at home and then make kiddush and eat a meal and then go to shul to hear the Kriyas HaTorah and all the Kedusha and so forth. But, you know, nobody wants to hear that. The fact of the matter is that a person who needs to eat before davening, you have to be mechalek. You have to say, what is it? So what's the heter? What? Because if you're going to make kiddush, you can't make kiddush or a bowl of Rice Krispies.
Forget about kiddush.
Yeah, yeah.
On a regular weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to eat before davening.
No, good. So that then it's not such an issue.
But who says once I have a heter to eat, who says I have to start saying, well, I'm only allowed to eat the limited amount of what I need to eat?
Oh, good. Because then you get into a suffix where you have to say kiddush. Then you don't have to drink the wine. You don't have a heter to drink wine before davening. Right? So what are you going
to
make
kiddush? That's only if I can't eat. Because stam, I have to daven first.
But right, but even a person, no, but even a person has to eat it. There's definitely an inyan that a person has to eat should not necessarily indulge, should not eat more than necessary. That's clear. That's true. In other words, whatever a person should do. But here you get into a whole question whether you should have to make kiddush or not. So anyway, one could look in the 52nd parak of the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos, it's in the second volume, where he says this, that it's better that a person who's going to eat before davening should not avoid eating cake. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And you eat much earlier.
Yes.
Then you're supposed to make kiddush right after you're finished.
Yes.
But here in the United States, it's not the case.
Right.
Here, it's oftentimes you don't get to eat till after 12.
Right. Right.
And therefore, the question is whether you're allowed to go a half a day.
That's also a shaila. Yes, so that's brought down. That one should not. That's true. That's also an issue. That if you go to shul with verschleppte davening and they have eight simchas going on and everyone's speaking, and by the time you get home, so there is a very big. It's an isser that one is not allowed to fast even a partial fast on Shabbos and Yontif. So it's brought down, and the Mishpura brings in the name of Poskim that it is permissible. There is a heter if it's l'tzorach Torah tefillah. That's brought down. So therefore on Yontif, it comes up a lot. On Yontif, especially before they change the clock, if you have, let's say, Pesach some years before they change the clock, so the chatzos is 12 something, and they start 9 o'clock minyan with the first day of Pesach. Everyone's tired from the night before. It's a long davening, and you have the tefillas tal and everything. By the time you get home, it's very late. So there, it's true. It's better that a person should have if you want to take a drink before davening, you want to get away from the problem altogether. But there is a heter in that case to fast half the day because it's l'tzarech tefillah. However, to stam procrastinate or to go, wish this one mazav and that mazav, so that creates a question that you're going to have an issue of fasting on Shabbos and Yontif. That's true. Okay, now, all right, so let me step on the gas here. All right, now comes up another very big shaila, and this hits at the issue of the Kiddush Club. And that is, we said that a person is not supposed to, there's no inyan of making Kiddush before davening, right, because of the fact that since you're not supposed to eat a suda before davening, so therefore there's no inyan to make kiddush, because kiddush is linked to suda. Okay? But presumably, it follows that once you have davening, then everything changes, and now it's the time for kiddush. Okay? So the proponents of the Kiddush Club will ride the high horse of righteousness, and say that, so you're supposed to make kiddush right away. So when is already the time for kiddush? After Shacharis. Right? You don't have to wait till after Musaf, because you're not allowed to eat before you daven. What tefillah do you have to daven before you can eat? Shacharis. Shacharis. So once you daven Shacharis, that's it. So now you can eat. Okay? So now you can eat, and you're not supposed to delay. So therefore, let's run out and make kiddush. Okay, now, before you take that one to the bank, you have to consider that if you in fact hold that, then it would come out that what would be, if you're not part of the Kiddush Club, but you happen to be thirsty in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and again, they have in the shul a water fountain that is Shabbos, suitable for use on Shabbos, not everyone is, not each type is, you have to find out, but if you have a water fountain that's good, you say, I'll just go out and take a drink. Right? Now, why not? I didn't make Kiddush, so what? But you daven Shabbos already. So if now you're going to tell me that now you daven Shacharis, and now is the time for now you can have a suda. So if now you can have a suda, so now comes the chiyuv of Kiddush. So if now comes the chiyuv of Kiddush, then you should not be allowed to go out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah and take a drink from the water fountain without making Kiddush first. So you'll say, well, that would be another reason to go to the Kiddush Club. But the fact of the matter is, that this opens up a can of worms. When in fact does the chiyuv go off? So the truth of the matter is, the Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere, it's not on the sheet, but the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that it might be on the sheet here. Just bear with me for a second. Let's see. Yeah, it is. Okay, if you turn over the page, if you turn the second sheet to the second side, if you look here in Simen Reish Pei Vav, Simen Reish Pei Vav, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutar Litom Kodem Tfilas HaMusafim, that a person in general is allowed to eat before davening Mutar. In other words, we're not talking now about Kiddush, we're talking in general. In other words, you're not supposed to eat before you daven, so what happens on a day you have to daven Musaf? So the halacha is that once you said chakras, it's good. You yotze the tefillah, and even though you still have to daven musaf, but you're allowed to eat before musaf. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Dainu achilus peris, or afilu pas muot, afilu te'ima sheyesh ba kedei lisod halev." That a person is allowed to have a snack, essentially, avol suda usur, but a person is not allowed to have a suda before davening musaf. Okay? Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah here in on the bottom on Sif Katan Zion, he says that a person is allowed to have peros. So says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'afal gaf delacha tefila shachris kvar nischayev b'kiddush for asa lecho v'lishtos mikodem ben kiddush el b'makom suda." So he asks the kasha that how can you have? Whether he's talking the Shulchan Aruch here is in Hilchos Shabbos. He's saying you're allowed to eat before musaf, but asks the Chafetz Chaim, how could you eat before Musaf? You have to make Kiddush first. You have to make Kiddush first, and that would require a Suda. And the Shulchan Aruch itself says that a Suda you can't have before Musaf. So how is that possible? So he says that we're speaking about the case that he had something that would qualify for a Kiddush B'makom Suda, okay, but yet would, so therefore he would in fact have to make Kiddush and have something that would qualify. And that you could do even before Musaf. That you could do even before Musaf. Okay, this is what he says. A person, however, should not eat a full meal at that time because it's before Musaf. But to have a small amount, a person is allowed to have. Okay, but what comes out from this is that you see clearly that he's saying that once you daven shachris, it's already the time for Kiddush. So now, if that's true, so then the question arises, are you allowed to take a drink from the water fountain? You don't have a Kiddush club in your shul, right? I'm not suggesting that a person should be part of the Kiddush club. There are other halachic problems with the Kiddush club. But the fact of the matter is that what about the simple thing? A person is a water fountain. I want to take a drink. The davening is going on for a long time. It's by mitzvah, many aliyahs, and I'm a little thirsty. So I want to take a drink. So you say, well, why not? You're allowed to drink before davening. That's true. But you daven chakras already. And now it's the time for Kiddush. So are you allowed to do that or not? So this is also not such a simple thing. It's brought down in the consensus of the poskim. Again, one can see this in the Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kolchasa, that he says that if a person is feeling weak, a person that you could rely, there are opinions you could rely on, that say that since you can't have a suda before musaf, so then it's really not this man for kiddush, because even though you could have a b'dieved suda, you could have a secondary suda, but you can't have a real suda before eating musaf, and therefore it's still not really the time for kiddush. There are poskim that hold that. Now, even though the Mishnah Berurah here does not follow that opinion and says that a person would have to say kiddush even after shachris. However, you could rely, if a person is feeling weak, or if obviously, certainly a person might faint or weak or anything like that, that he could go out and take a drink. But really, beyond that, it's questionable if a person could take a drink, because again, you have to understand the root of the issue. The root of the issue is, why do you have to say kiddush first? Friday night you can't do that, right? If you have a long Friday night davening and you want to take a drink from the water fountain, you're not allowed to, because you haven't said kiddush yet. So why Shabbos is different? Because not the time for kiddush. But once you said chakras, it is the time for kiddush. So now that everything changes. So, as I say, if a person felt he really needed a drink, there's who to rely on that you could take the drink without kiddush. However, if it could be avoided, I don't think the person has to be mosa nefesh, but if it could be avoided, he doesn't really need to have that drink. It's really better not to take that before davening musaf, just before making kiddush. That's really the question. Now, is that going to promote people going out to make kiddush during the haftarah. So I don't know. There's a chiyuv to hear the haftarah, and that applies even to zman hazeh. And I'm not aware of anyone who disputes it. And to go out and say that, you know, well, it's not so important. I heard the Kriya Satara go out in the haftarah to make kiddush is not really right, and it undermines the decorum of the shul. And sometimes bismanenu, people get carried away at this and eat more than they should, and worse than that, drink more than they should, and then it's a question whether they could daven at all, musaf. So for these reasons, a kiddush club is not a great thing to do. Okay, but however, from this standpoint, there is an issue. There is an issue. That's a simple thing. If you wanted to go out and take a drink before musaf. Okay, now, the next area of great debate in this halacha of not eating before Shabbos, before Kiddush, on Shabbos morning, not having something to eat, comes up with women. Okay, now, a woman who does not go to shul, let's say. Woman stays home, has young children staying home, not going to shul. So she's going to eat. So the question is, does she need to make Kiddush? So here, there is a psak that people rely on. There's a highly debated psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein that he said that a woman really is obligated to eat together with her husband. In other words, the husband and wife are one unit. So they're one unit, so therefore they should do things together. So if they have a Shabbos Suda, they should have the Shabbos Suda together. And therefore, he said that it would come out that if the husband is still in shul, and the husband is not yet holding by the point where it's time to make kiddush, then the wife doesn't have a chiyuv kiddush either. Why? Because in order to have kiddush, you have to have a suda. But she really should be having the suda together with her husband. So therefore, because she really should eat the suda with her husband, comes out a great kula, comes out a great leniency, that it would come out that if she's home, so she doesn't have to eat, she shouldn't be eating, you know, it's not really the right thing. You can't have a suda, now you're not going to wait for your husband. So as such, she doesn't have a real chiyuv suda, and if she doesn't have a chiyuv suda, she doesn't have a chiyuv kiddush either. And therefore, he paskin that, generally speaking, a married woman would not have to, the married woman who's home could eat without making kiddush. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalid, let's see if I have it here, Chelek Dalid, Siman Kuf Aleph, the second section. Okay, he said that I should put it on the sheet, but this is what he says. Now,
and the daughters?
Oh, so now, if you follow that line of reasoning, you'll say, what about the daughters? What about the daughters? The daughters don't have that excuse that they have to eat with the husband. Okay? So that he says, in fact, that would not apply to the daughters. And the daughters should say kiddush. But the wife could get by without kiddush. This is what he says. Now, it happens to be that, again, this is very debated. This the reasoning here is very, very disputed, whether there are many poskim who disagree with this. But the question comes up, really, in this area of what are we talking about? Did the woman daven? How much did she daven? Okay, so now like this. You'll say that, I think we discussed in the past, we discussed about the obligation of women to daven. So really, you have the shita of the Ramban that says that a woman is, the chumra shita, that a woman is obligated to say the Shemon Esrei just like a man. However, the minig of many, many people, especially women who have young children, is that they rely on the lenient ruling of the Rambam, which is that you could be yotzei tefillah simply by saying any bakasha. Simply by that if a woman says anything that has the three ingredients of tefillah, which are the praise of Hashem, the bakasha, and the hodah, right? The shavach, bakasha, hodah, the big three that constitute a tefillah. So if a person says that, so then and this is what a lot of women rely on. In other words, really, a woman should also not eat before davening on any day. She should really say some tefillah, right? Say something. Say Berachas Hashachar or something. Some tefillah of which comprises these three elements: thanking, praising Hashem, asking for the needs and giving shevach v'odah for what I've had up until now. So a person who does that, according to the Rambam, has satisfied the obligation of tefillah. So now the question is that if a woman has said that, does she have a chiyuv of kiddush or not? In other words, if that's what she relies on, then she was yotzei tefillah. Now she holds herself that I was yotzei tefillah. Well, if you yotzei tefillah, so now maybe you have the chiyuv of kiddush. On the other hand, you haven't said the full tefillah. So it's very common that women who don't go to shul will get up, maybe say a tefillah, take something to eat, and then daven later. They'll set the table, whatever, and then things settle down. If they have time, they will try to daven the regular davening. So the question is, again, you get into this issue, so where is there a chiyuv kiddush? So according to Moshe Feinstein, there's nothing to talk about, except that in the tshuva, he himself says that if a woman said the full davening, then he's not so sure that you could be lenient. Because even though she really should be eating with her husband, but he has a whole svara that it should be lo plug, without getting into the technicality of it, but he's not so sure. This is not such a simple thing. But it seems that there are it's hard to know here what the consensus is. A lot of people will say that it's better that a woman should say kiddush on her own. Not like what Rav Moshe said. That better a woman should say kiddush. You can say kiddush on wine, you can say kiddush on grape juice, to the evidence, you can say kiddush on a cup of coffee, it's Chamar Medina. You can say kiddush on that. So, but it's brought that a lot of people say it's better a woman should say kiddush. If a woman does not want to say kiddush, then she has certainly who to rely on, and she could wait till her husband comes home. There is a question if the husband has davened already, but just hasn't come home from shul because of the fact that, you know, he has, he's going to a kiddush or he's staying to learn or whatever it is. So now the husband already has a chiyuv kiddush. So if the husband has a chiyuv kiddush and the wife has a chiyuv kiddush, it gets more complicated. So there's a lot of...
If the husband goes to the kiddush club, she's also something.
That's true, right. Right. Now, by the way, just remind me. I left that one thing. There's one chumrah to the kiddush club, by the way, which I omitted. And that is this. Again, I'm not in any way coming out in favor of such things. But if a person goes to a kiddush club, you really should say kiddush again afterwards. And when you come home before the meal. In other words, even though technically, if you go to a kiddush on Shabbos morning in shul, let's say it's a bar mitzvah or whatever, some simcha and ofruf, and have kiddush, and you had kiddush and you had some cake or whatever, you don't have to say kiddush again when you come home, assuming everyone in your family was at the kiddush. You don't have to say kiddush again. However, if you do it before musaf, you really should say kiddush again because of the fact that there are those who hold, I mentioned earlier, there are those who hold that since before musaf you can't have a suda, so therefore you don't really have a chiyuv of kiddush. So even though the Mishnah Brura takes the position that once you said shachris, you have a chiyuv of kiddush, but not everyone holds that. And we rely on those people, for those who want to take a drink from the water fountain, rely on the shittas that hold that you don't need kiddush because it's not the time for kiddush because you haven't davened musaf yet and you can't have a suda. So if you carry that logic out, it would come out that if you had kiddush before musaf, that according to some opinions you haven't been yotze kiddush, you really say kiddush again when you come home. Yeah, go ahead.
I mentioned Shmir Shapsky also said that you're just going to have a bowl of cereal or some fruit that you wouldn't have to make kiddush. So why can the woman be somewhat on that? So she davened.
Yeah.
Why do those posts say that that's better for her to make it?
Oh no, because when Maisa, once you daven, the chi of kiddush comes. In other words, even
that's
if you're not,
if she davened, she didn't daven.
But if she said about kasha, then there's a question. In other words, to eat before saying about kasha is not so simple that a woman should do. Right, so that you get it's a complicated thing. All right, we're running late here, so let me just run through.
Kiddush
over schnapps, a different discussion. That is, I don't want to start a mutiny. That is a highly debated point whether a person allows is yotze kiddush on a small cup of schnapps. No. The opinion of the Taz that said everyone relies on is European minig that could. Unclear why that was the minute. The Taz said that a small cup of schnapps is the equivalent of a regular cup of wine in terms of yisuve daite, in terms of what it does to a person. That may be true. However, the question is whether that's good enough. The Mishnah Brura and many poskim paskin not that way. And therefore, if you go to a Kiddush on Shabbos morning, you'll notice that the rabbi always says a Kiddush on a cup of wine and not on schnapps, because it is not so simple that you could do that. I'm not telling you if you have that minig, okay? But the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't have that minig, it's highly debatable whether a person should do that. It's a different discussion. Now, let's go quickly, okay? Now, as far as children go, it's brought, Mishnah Berurah says clearly, the children you could give to eat before Kiddush, even a child's legil chinuch, you could give, if the child needs to eat, you could give them, you don't have to make any problems. Okay, now when it comes to Havdalah, we'll run through very quickly, when it comes to Havdalah, so again, you get into a situation, the same thing, you have the Chiyav Havdalah, so the Chiyav Havdalah, you can't have before Havdalah, you shouldn't be able to have anything. So if you turn here to the final page, page 5, Simon Reish Sadi Tess, so here we find an amazing thing. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Asu lechol shem davar afilush does yain or shamashkim chutz mi mayim mishetech shachad sheyavdil." That a person is not allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah either, but here there is an exception. Water a person is allowed to have. A person before Havdalah is allowed to have a cup of water. Therefore, if you ever notice that when the rabbi gives the Shabbos Havdalah drasha, Shabbos Shuvah drasha, and they give him a cup of water, he's speaking for a long time, and it's going very late, and it's already close to the end of Shabbos, and he's drinking water, you say, well, how are you allowed to do that? So the answer is, it's not just stam because he has a special hetter because he's giving the drasha, but because it's mefurish, that a person is allowed, why that is not clear to me, but it's a halacha, you're allowed to have water before Havdalah. There is those familiar with the Kabbalah, the Arizal held that a person should not drink water either, but the Mishnah Berurah does not bring that psak, because others do, but a person could, if you come home, you're sitting in shul, whatever, before you made Havdalah, you could take a drink of water. But other than that, a person should not eat. Okay, now, that is only, just to cut to the chase, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah here, so the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch said you can't eat before Havdalah once it gets dark. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu b'safek hashecha, that even when it is a safek, one can't eat. In other words, if it's definitely nighttime, what we call tes lechavim, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said you can't do. The Mishnah Berurah adds that you can't either do it if it's a safek, if it's nighttime. So what we call bein hashmashes. Now, this creates a question. So at what point is a person supposed to stop eating? So he says, if you skip down two lines, he says, Says the Mishnah Berurah, that even though you're not supposed to eat before Havdalah, and even though you're not supposed to eat even before it's a suffix of Lila, but nevertheless, if you're in a situation where you haven't eaten Shalashuris yet, so a person is allowed, this is a big question everyone has, you're supposed to stop eating by the Shkia. If you're eating Shalashuris, you're allowed to continue eating as late as you want. However, what happens if a person hasn't wash for Shalashuris and it's already the Shkia? So the Psak is that until a half hour before Tzeis Kochavim, a person is allowed to eat. Okay? In other words, it's not really from the Shkia. Until a half hour before Tzeis Kochavim. Why is that? Because the beginning of the Shkia period is clearly, it becomes a Svek Svek or whatever. So then we say that a person is allowed to eat. Okay? So therefore, a person in the New York area here you have to calculate how long you hold Shabbos. In other words, when do you hold Shabbos to be over? So you can't play both sides of the fence. If you hold Shabbos to be over, let's say the biggest chumri, you hold 72 minutes, right? So then you're allowed to eat Shalashuris, you're allowed to begin Shalashuris till a half hour prior to that, gives you a lot of time. However, if you hold Shabbos to be over 45 minutes after, so then it gives you less time. So here, where a lot of the shuls, I believe, go by that zman, 45 minutes approximately, so then a person could sit down to wash the shalashuris approximately the first 15 minutes after the shkia, but not after that. After that, a person's better than the shuls. You won't have shalashuris, what could you do? But because it's already the time for Havdalah. And so I just want to say, finally, that just the last point which comes up when it comes to Havdalah. So, like we say, before Havdalah, a person should not eat or drink. Unless you're eating Shalashuris, then you can do what you want. But, again, the Shalashuris has to be started at a permissible time, which is up to 15 minutes after the shkia. Okay? Now, however, beyond that, you can't eat or drink except water a person's allowed to have. Now, one question which comes up, which people may have noticed, is that what happens if you bench on a coast of wine? You bench the minig in all shuls where they have shalosh shudas. The rabbi says the benching or whoever gives the shalosh shudas, however they do it, says the berachas hamazon al kos, but does not drink the kos. But does not drink the kos, which is not done any other time. Any other time you bench al kos, you say the bracha on the kos too, but not by shalosh shudas. Why not? So here it's not such a simple thing. Here the real reason for that is because the Magen Avraham says that one really should be able to drink the kos because it's tzorech hasuda, because since you were allowed to eat the meal, and this is connected to the meal, you should be allowed to eat it. However, if you're the type of person that is not always makbid to bench on a kos, so then you can't say that it's a need for the meal, because if it's a need for the meal, how come you only do it on Shabbos? How come you don't do it during the week? How come you don't do it even on Shabbos sometimes if you have a minyan? Right? So a person who scrupulously benches our kos all the time is allowed to drink the wine. But since we don't, so therefore we don't say typically the bracha on a kos by shalosh shudas. The question comes up when you have sheva brachas by shalosh shudas. So now, which happens at in every situation, there's always going to be a Shabbos in the week of the sheva brachas. So now the question is, can you drink that wine? The chas and the kala, the person. So based on this Magen Avraham, they want to say that the whole reason why you don't drink the cup of benching is because you're not scrupulous to bench ala kos. However, when it comes to sheva brachas, that everybody does. Everybody does that. So therefore, even though this is hotly debated, but 100 opinions on this, but the common minhag is that when it comes to sheva brachas, they give that everyone drinks the wine, even by shalosh shudas, even though you don't drink the wine from the rabbi, or whoever benches, does not drink the wine on a regular week, but when it comes to shalosh shudas, they do.